This is Omar Musni with UN News. Land ownership remains a major source of intercommunal strife in Sudan's Darfur region, so those dispossessed should be entitled to restitution, says the UN, in line with the law of the land. Restitution policy is the right step to find durable solutions for those internally displaced, said Pierre-Emmanuel Ubalijoro, chief of the Governance and Community Stabilization Section of the UN and African Union Operation in Darfur, or UNAMID, in an interview for UN News. The Doha Document for Peace in Darfur, the DDPD, states that any citizen from Sudan is entitled to own land, and the internally displaced persons whose lands are being occupied are entitled to restitution. UNAMID recently organized sensitization workshops in East Darfur to raise awareness of the whole issue, as Mr. Ubalijoro told Setio Budi.
The situation in East Darfur is quite complex. With regard to the land issue, it can be categorized in three areas. There's a conflict over farming land between returnees and new settlers or occupiers. And obviously, one of the most challenging tasks is that some of the IDPs who left their land after the conflict erupted in 2003, their land was given to new settlers. And obviously, this makes it difficult for those who are willing to return, and there are many who are really ready to return. Then another area is persistent conflict between farmers and nomadic pastoralists caused by competition over grazing land and farming land. And also there's the non-demarcation of migratory routes. So this sometimes creates competition over pasture and water, leading to intercommunal conflict. And then lastly, there's conflict over natural resources such as oil. This has been characterized with regard to the conflict between the Malia and the Resegate.
Addressing the issue is a major challenge for both native administration and local authorities. What has UNAMID done to help solve the problem?
We did a lot on the ground. We spoke to the Dean of the Faculty of Law. We also spoke to experts of the high courts. And together we discussed on a strategy to assist IDPs and those who are willing to return in finding solutions to resolve their land ownership. And the land rights, restitution rights that was adopted by the East Darfur Legislative Parliament is a way forward. We have organized a series of workshops with the support of the judiciary and the legislative assembly and other local authorities, and have been highly attended, and they have generated some positive results.
Can you tell us about the government of Sudan's land restitution policy in support of internally displaced persons?
This policy is part of an existent Sudan land policy. However, it has never been reinforced. So it has been in effect since January 2018. And it will remain in effect until January 2019. It has also been endorsed by the High Court in Khartoum after it was adopted by the East Darfur Legislative Parliament. So I think this is the right step into finding durable solutions for the IDPs.
You mentioned earlier about workshops that your section has organized in East Darfur in support of the implementation of the government of Sudan-led land restitution policy. What are the outcomes of the workshops?
Interestingly, the workshop brought together diverse groups, including academics, customary leaders, judiciary, religious women's rights, and youth groups. The workshops provided a set of recommendations, including a proposal to revise the existing policies on land ownership, also the continued dissemination of information on land policy restitution, and this GSS has played a very important role in reaching out to the remote communities and informing them, harmonization of traditional and customary law, inclusion of women's rights into traditional laws, also with the importance of sensitizing the native administration women's rights to land ownership.
According to the recent report from your section, government of Sudan found that land restitution policy is the best way to resolve root causes of conflicts in Darfur. But the IDPs say that the government lacks a political will to adequately support their return. What's your comment?
Of course, sometimes these kind of issues are clouded by politics, but there are stakeholders who are really seriously looking into resolving this issue. That's why we have been working in close collaboration with the Dean of the Faculty of Law, the High Court of East Darfur, and these are reliable partners that are really committed to finding a solution. Obviously, the government also needs to play its role, and I think if the role is played effectively, also other partners will come in.
What's the role of Darfur women to the campaign of land rights?
First of all, I think Darfur women need to realize that if they want their rights upheld, they need to participate in the process to demand for reforms. There's been good participation of women in the workshops, but not as much as we would have liked to see. So I think in the long term, women need to realize that they have a role to play if they want things to go change in their best interest.
What's your section's future plan to address the issue of land grab in Darfur?
One very important contribution that we have made, we have helped University of East Darfur to establish a statistics center that collects data on farming and grazing land and natural resources, and also engages with local communities. It's going to create a database that will enable IDPs and people also who are willing to return to know who owns the land, where land is located. In the long term, this will be a significant contribution. We're also working with the Voluntary Return Committee, the HSC, the government, and the Native Administration and Judiciary to provide secure tenure for the IDPs, returnees, and women. And obviously, we will continue providing also, as we have been doing, with human rights and rule of law, pro bono legal counsel to the IDPs, because some IDPs are not aware about this land restitution bill. So by providing free legal counsel, this really plays a major role. And also we plan to continue encouraging the government to address land issues in a comprehensive way, such as the development of a mechanism for resolving disputes over land ownership, and also coming up with a strategic program in this regard. East Darfur really is leading by example in terms of addressing the land issues and land conflict. This is a quite innovative approach, and we hope that if this exercise yields expected results, we can work on replicating the same example in other states.